各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be to all brothers and sisters here.
感谢神的带领，我们这次灵恩布道会能够顺利的来举开。
So we thank the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ that you are able to begin this first day of our spiritual convocation.
那今天是我们灵恩会的开始。
So since today is the beginning of our spiritual convocation,
也是我们安息圣日，
and it's also the Holy Sabbath day.
愿神的恩惠平安跟大家同在。
So may the wisdom, peace, and mercy of our Lord Jesus be with us.
早上用当在主里喜乐作为我们彼此的勉励。
So this morning I'd like to touch on the topic, be joyful in the Lord as a form of mutual encouragement.
主耶稣要我们信靠他，过着无忧虑的生活。
Our Lord Jesus wants us to rely and trust on Him in order to lead a worry-free life.
我们追求神的国跟神的义。
If we strive after God's kingdom and His righteousness,
主耶稣应许他会看顾我们的生活。
And His promise to us is that He will take care of our daily life.
实际上，我们今天已经是神国度里面的人。
In actual fact, we are all citizens of this of His kingdom.
神的义也在我们身上。
And so His righteousness is also upon us now.
只要我们保守在这个义的道路里面。
As long as we can preserve and remain in this path of life.
随时提醒自己是神国度里面的人。
And always be aware and inform ourselves that we are the citizens of His kingdom.
自然神的恩惠平安不断临到我们。
And all the more, His peace and glory will be with us along the way.
我们在生活上表现出来的，自然是平安喜乐。
However, in our daily living, do we express peace and joy?
保罗说，这个就成为我们基督徒的一个见证。
And these two characteristics are the testimony of our belief and faith.
我们请看腓立比书。
Please turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4
中文圣经新约280面腓立比书四章四节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 4
这边说你们要靠主常常喜乐我再说你们要喜乐第五节
verse 5
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心主已经尽了这边保罗进一步来阐明这个喜乐的道理
So here, Paul again refer to and show us how to be more rejoicing in our life on a deeper level.
提到这个喜乐是靠主而得的。
And this rejoicing comes from the Lord and through the Lord.
不是我们自己这样子勉强去装出来的。
And it is not something that comes from within us.
并且他强调，我再说是他强调，一定要有这个喜乐的见证。
And here we can see the emphasis of Paul to when he said that to rejoice.
这样子人家才会认为说，信耶稣很好啊。
This is an attractive point in believing in Christ.
我们常常说不，我们要传福音，要带领人来慕道。
So many times we told ourselves that we have to learn to evangelize to bring others to Christ.
可是一天到我们是苦瓜脸，愁眉苦脸的。
But if we don't show it in our face, then it does not, it's not very effective.
那人家怎么会认为说，信耶稣很好呢？
So how do you prove to others that believing in Christ is the best thing in life?
那因为我也表示我没有真的去体验到尝到主恩的滋味。
So have we truly tasted?The sweetness of believing in Christ.
我们的生命没有因为信靠耶稣而得到改变啊。
We must let others to see the transformation in our lives.
所以保罗这边强调，一定要有喜乐的见证。
So again and again, here Paul emphasized that we must use this joy as evidence of our belief in Christ.
这个喜乐是建筑在我们对主的信心上面。
And this rejoice is built upon our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
不是靠着物质、钱财、地位得到的。
And it does not, and it's not a result of the material or a physical gain that we have in this earth.
这点我们在布道会的时候已经有提过。
So I've I've mentioned it before in my past evangelical sermons.
那我们今天借着保罗 在这边的勉励，我们再做进一步的查考。
So through Paul's exhortations, I would like to go one step deeper in studying on how to be joyful in the Lord.
这是我们在信仰生活上的一个追求了。
That we must strive after this trait or characteristic in our daily living.
也是我们要得到这个喜乐的一个秘诀。
And how do we obtain this wonderful mystery of being joyful?
第五节，保罗就说要让人家知道我们一个谦让的心。
And also in verse 5, Paul goes on to say that we have to let our gentleness be evident to others.
这就是我们的灵修跟外在的表现。
So this is what is meant by inner cultivation and outward transformation.
因为主已经近了。
Because indeed the Lord is near.
我们盼望主耶稣再来的时候已经近了。
So that indeed the last day is coming and the Lord is indeed is near.
保罗说这句话的时候是1900多年前了。
So these words were spoken 1,900 years ago.
而是我们现在又离主更近了。
So right now we are really close to the Lord's coming.
这个是就是我们一个盼望的一个属灵的盼望。
So this Paul wants us to have this spiritual hope.
我们是盼望灵魂得救啊。
And we all hope that our soul and spirit will be saved.
圣经说我们在世上好像寄居的。
Because Paul said that we are just like pilgrims in this world.
圣经上提到的。
And this is written in the scriptures.
既然是寄居的，很多事情不用计较。
So since we are only passing through this world, so there's nothing that is too important for us.
我们不是说我们一直要留在这个世界上。
Because our life here in this world is only temporary.
就像我们出国去旅游，或者到别的地方去游览。
Just like when we are touring another part of the world.
相信我们很多人都有出去游览或者出国的经验。
So I'm sure all of us has been a tourist at one point in our life.
就像我要来到这边啊。
For example, when I came from Taiwan to visit Vancouver.
我带的东西就不会很多啊。
So I only have to pack a small luggage.
我总不会说把家里的电冰箱、电视机都带过来吧。
I don't have to move my entire belongings.
我在这边只是几天、一两个月的时间。
I don't have to carry my entire belongings with me because I'm only staying here for a few days.
在这边很多事情我不用说来这边玩几天，我一定要这边买个房子住下来。
And when I visit a certain place, I do not have to tell myself that I need to get a property in order to settle down in the place that I visit.
相信没有人出国旅游为了说住得方便、住得舒服，我买一间房子住在那里。
And as a tourist, we all know that we have to stay in the different lodgings and not in a house.
除非是因为我们像移民或者是生意上需要，才会有这种自产的一个准备。
And you don't need to buy a house or property unless you are settling down permanently in that place.
一般我们出国旅游好像寄居带的东西都很简便。
Because when we are visiting a certain place, we are only passing through.
所以很多事情不会在那边斤斤计较。
So you don't need to be too anxious about having a permanent house.
所以我们的信仰生活就是要这种精神。
So similarly in our spiritual path of life, it is just the same.
那主耶稣也提到他的心里柔和谦卑。
So our Lord Jesus said to imitate his gentleness.
这种谦让的心就是柔和谦卑的心呐。
And to have a heart of meekness is to have this heart of gentleness.
主耶稣说这样子我们心里面才有安息，才有平静。
Once you have a gentle heart, then you will have a tranquil and worry-free life.
请看马太福音十一章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章28节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse
28. 28节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
中文圣经新约十五面。28节，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。29节。
Verse 29.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。主耶稣应许我们有一个平安，一个安静的一个生活。
So our Lord Jesus wants us to have a restful and a quiet heart.
所以这句话不只是说，我们对慕道者，当我还是慕道的时候有需要。
So these are some of the words that you must not only preach to others, but you have to act it out.
我们信靠耶稣之后，更要能够体验到这一点了。
That once we have learned to rely on Him, we have to learn to have a gentle spirit.
我们信耶稣还是活在这个社会里面。
Because even though we are Christians, we still have to live in this world.
这个社会这个世界发生的事情，还是会影响到我们。
All the things that happen in this world will affect.
我们还是要工作啊，我们还是要读书啊。
Because we still need to work and we still have to go to school.
那就会有压力，会有面临问题。
So there is always up the pressures of life.
可是今天因为我们信靠主耶稣基督了。
However, just because we have now believe in Christ.
这个担子啊，我们可以交托给主耶稣。
This burden that we are bearing, we can't give it to Jesus.
那主耶稣说，要怎么样才能够真的交托呢
？So how do we surrender this burden or yoke to Christ?
主耶稣提到心里面的安息。
So our Lord Jesus wants us to have a gentle and restful heart.
我们要负主的轭，学主的样式。
So we have to learn from Him.
主耶稣来到世上，人家要他做王。
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth, his disciples and the people around him wanted him to be the king. Their king.
撒旦试探他，用各种诱惑试探他。
And even Satan tempted him and tried different methods to subdue him spiritually.
主耶稣胜过试探，他不会骄傲。
Although Jesus was able to overcome this temptation, but yet he was not proud.
人家要他做王，他不会洋洋得意。
He was not even proud when others wants him to wants to make him king.
他很清楚知道天父要他做什么。
Because he knew deep inside what God's will is for him.
我应该争取的是什么
？What the important thing in life?
所以对这个属世的这些名利地位，他看啊，他几乎不看在眼里了。
So he did not care at all for all the things in this world.
而且面对那些软弱的人。
And to the weak.
面对这些犹太同胞。
And how he deals with the weak and to the Jews around him.
关怀他们的灵命。
He was very concerned about their spiritual need.
那他迫切的赶快要让大家知道这个神国的福音。
Because he urgently preached to them about entering the kingdom of heaven.
他乐意为了拯救世人被钉死在十字架上。
And in order to gain salvation for us, he humbly went to the cross.
而且当他要成全救恩之前。
And just before he fulfilled the plan of his salvation.
他知道彼得要三次不认他。
And he knew beforehand that Peter was about to deny him three times.
他亲自拣选了犹大，竟然要出卖他。
And the disciple that he chose, Judas, in the end betrayed him.
他不愿意说这些人让我失望，那好了，我不要为你死了。
Because he was not discouraged even by their initial weaknesses.
我们看到甚至被钉在十字架上的时候，还求天父原谅那些钉他十字架的犹太人。
And when he was on the verge of death on the cross, he even go to the point of asking God to forgive them.
所以主耶稣说我们要学他的样式，负他的轭。
So that is why the Bible says that we have to learn from him.
这样我们心里面没有个计较的心就能够有平安了。
So that we will not have a heart that is always petty and instead be a very generous heart.
这就是一种生活上有见证的喜乐。
So this is what I meant by to have a active joy in our life.
我们又可以从圣经上记载的一件事情来了解这个道理。
And there is an incident in the Bible that illustrates what is true joy.
我们请看创世纪二十六章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
十二节。
Verse 12.
创世纪二十六章十二节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 12.
十二节说，以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成。耶和华真神赐福给他。十三节，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大户户。这边提到以撒受到神的祝福。
Here we can see the blessings that Isaac got from God.
我们如果从二十六章的开始去读，就了解当时是发生饥荒啊。
If we read from the beginning of chapter 26, we know that there was a famine that happened in the land.
结果神叫以撒了，你留在这里，你不要走。
But yet God told Isaac to remain in this land.
以撒呢，他信靠神。
And Isaac was able to trust in God's word.
他得到神的旨意，他相信神会保守他。
And he knew that God will not renege on his promise.
一般我们看到，生活上有问题的，赶快想办法啊。
Because a lot of times for ourselves, when we come to a problem, we'll try to solve the things by ourselves.
啊，尤其以撒，他不只要养活哈他们一家人啊。
And Isaac not only has to support his family.
他还有一些牛，一些羊啊。
He has many flocks.
啊，那这牛群、羊群都要吃草啊。
And we know that all this his livestock will need grass and water to survive.
已经眼看着发生饥荒，您还不赶快搬走？
And it is only the right thing to do for you to leave this land of famine.
哎，可是神的旨意很明显，你就是留在这里。
However, he was able to allow God's will and guidance to be a witness.
哦，所以我们看到一个柔和谦卑的人，他也是对神的态度也是这样子。
So a humble person, he will put God first in his life.
哎，他就顺服神的一个旨意。
He will submit to God's will and want.
结果十二节里面就提到，哎，神就祝福他了。他反而呢，在那边得到很一个丰盛的一个收成。
So then we see in verse 12 that in the end the Lord blessed Isaac a hundredfold.
哎，那这个时候当然我们会喜乐啊。
So this is the result. This is his reward is that he received joy.
因为我有信心哈，我没有被眼前的困难吓倒。
Because through my faith, I am not overcome by the problem that is in front of me.
啊，我信靠神，结果神使我在这个困难的环境当中，哎，竟然我能够得到一个顺利的。
And through this adverse circumstances, we can be victorious through God.
哎，这个时候，那有这种喜乐、这种见证，我们当然觉得很平安、很高兴啊。
And then by making this choice, then we shall have this joy.
哎，结果别人是在饥荒当中。
Then the others were still immersed in this famine.
以撒住的那个地方是非利士人的地方。
Because the land that Isaac dwelt at that time belonged to the Philistines.
啊，以撒是从亚伯拉罕那附近的时代就来这边寄居了。
And Isaac moved from the land of his forefathers to this place.
啊，所以那个地方是非利士人的。
And it belongs to the Philistines.
这个非利士人就看到说，哎，你这个外来的人，怎么反而过得比我们好？
So the Philistines became jealous and envious and says, how can you, as an outsider, live such a bountiful and fruitful life?
哎，结果就想把他赶走。
So then the Philistines think of ways to get rid of him.
我们看十四节。
So let's read verse 14.
他有羊群、牛群，又有许多仆人，非利士人就嫉妒他。十五节。
Verse 15.
当他父亲亚伯拉罕在世的日子，他父亲的仆人所挖的井，非利士人全都塞住，填满了。十六节，亚比米勒对以撒说：“你离开我们去吧，因为你比我们强盛得多。”亚比米勒就是非利士人的王。
So at that time, Abimelech was the king of the Philistines.
啊，非利士人看到他怎么过得这么好，然后就嫉妒他。
So the Philistines, because of Isaac's being so wealthy, they became jealous and envious.
想把他赶走啊。
So they decided to get rid of him.
我说看到他那么强大，又不敢。啊，正面哦，这去跟他做对抗。
However, because Isaac was quite powerful, the local Philistines was afraid to deal with him face to face.
哎，结果、啊、他们就用个计策。
So they think up of a plan.
哎，他们把他们的井给塞住填满。
So what the Philistines did was to fill up his wells with earth.
啊，那个地方完全靠水井，地下水在生活。
Because as we know at that time, the people depended on the wells for water supply.
啊，这个人要喝这边的水，牲畜更是要靠这里的水。
And all the more the livestock, the animals, they also need the water from this well.
哎，那把你的水源给填满了，意思就是要你哦断你的后绝路嘛。
So if a person start to fill up your well with earth, it means that it's they want to stop your lifeline.
哎，这个意思就很明显了。
So the message is very clear.
那我们看到以撒他碰到这种情形。
So when the Isaac came to this part of his life,
哎，他不是很生气，就跟他们对抗啊。
he instead did not get mad at them and deal with them by himself.
以撒如果要跟非利士人打仗，他有办法的。
Because I'm sure Isaac has a good way to overcome and overcome the Philistines at this point.
我们记得在十四章这里。
Because we remember in chapter 14.
这里记载亚伯拉罕曾经率领他的仆人去救罗德。
That Abraham once saved Lot.
罗德当时住在索多玛城。
As we know, Lot at that time dwelt in the land of Sodom.
结果那个地方发生战争。
And at that time, a war broke out.
罗德坐在索多玛城啊，被人打败了。
And Lot was defeated in Sodom.
结果他们那个城的人都被抓走了。
So all the people there were held captives.
抓走他们的啊，是当时也是世界上的一个很强大的国家。
So Lot's people at that time were held captive, and they were quite a mighty group of people.
他们有四个王。
There were four kings.
联合的一个军队。
And they will have a united army.
一个打胜仗的军队。
And they have a very good army.
那亚伯兰听到说他的侄儿罗德被抓走了。
So when Abraham heard that Lot was being captured,
他赶快就率领他自己的仆人有318人。
And he led his 318 servants to rescue Lot.
再加上他在当地一些朋友的帮助。
And he also received help from his friends.
就去追那四个王。
So with his group of people, he ran after these four kings.
那四个王是正规的部队，有经过训练的军队。
And we know these four kings have gone through very good training.
那亚伯兰他们这些人，这只是牧羊人而已。
And Abraham's people were only shepherds.
可是亚伯拉罕就是凭着信心、爱心，我就是要去救罗德回来。
However, Abraham used his love and faith to rescue his nephew Lot.
结果竟然把四个王的军队打败。
And in the end, he was able to win over the four kings.
那是真的把罗德跟索多玛城的人都救回来了。
And he was able to rescue Lot and save the entire inhabitants of Sodom.
所以我们相信到了二十六章这个以撒他这个时代。
So when we come to the time of Isaac in chapter 26.
当时候经历过这场战争的一些仆人应该还有人还活着。
So we know that the servants who fought in the war to rescue Lot, they were still alive during this Isaac's time here in chapter 26.
当时四个王那么强，我们都把他打败了。
Since they are able to destroy the four kings.
现在你只有非利士人一个民族。
And now they only have to fight over one nation of the Philistines.
所以以撒他要起来跟非利士人打仗的话，他应该有这个能力。
So I'm sure there's no problem for Isaac to win over the Philistines this time.
那可能非利士人也是了解这一点。
So I'm sure the Philistines know this point.
所以不敢公然就发动战争，要把以撒赶走。
So they are not they are afraid to deal with Isaac with their own way.
他们就耍手段啊，要故意要断他的水源。
Instead, they try of other ways to get rid of Isaac.
所以在这种情况之下，我们看到以撒真的有一个谦让的心。
So here we can see that Isaac, he has a compromising heart.
他是在那边做寄居的。
Because he knows that he's only a sojourner, a pilgrim there.
他没有土地所有权。
That he does not truly own the land that is the Philistines.
他只有使用权而已啊。
He can only use it.
所以他看到非利士人这样子，他竟然让他了。
He knows that he has the privilege but no right. So in the end, he allowed the Philistines to do what they want to do.
所以这种谦让不是说，哎呀，我没有能力啊，那我输你，我才让你啊。
But a compromising heart is not to let someone to step on you.
我们常常是这样子，我们才会让别人啊。
Because even though we are compromising, we have to stand.
当我有能力，我胜过你的时候啊，你会让他吗？
We have to stand on the firm in our beliefs.
可是我们看到以撒，他真的有能力，可是他就是让他。
Even though Isaac knew that he has the time and energy to overcome the Philistines, and yet he let the Philistines He let the Philistines do whatever they want to him.
所以我们看到创世纪二十六章十八节以后。
So after you read Genesis chapter 26 verse 18 onwards.
被非利士人抢去的井，以撒就到旁就到另外地方，他再挖一口井了。
So whenever the Philistines filled one of his wells with earth, then he will just dug another well beside it.
结果非利士人又来把他抢走。
And then the Philistines then fill up the new well with new earth.
以撒不跟他争哈，你要给你，我再另外再挖。
So Isaac never argued with him.
挖到后来，非利士人哦，看到也不对劲。
And then the Philistines after filling up too many wells, they start to suspect.
他们感到害怕。
And they became afraid.
因为看到说以撒明明有神跟他同在。
And they could see that even though Isaac have let them give them many ways, yet they can see that God is with him.
我们看二十六章的二十八节。
Please read verse 28.
二十八节，他们说，我们明明的看见耶和华与你同在，便说不如我们两下彼此起誓，彼此立约啊。他们说，我明明看到神跟你同在。
So the Philistines told Isaac that they can clearly see that God was with him.
为什么看到以撒挖井那么顺利，就说神跟你同在
？Because every time Isaac dug a well, there is always a water there.
为什么呢
？Why is it so?
挖井不是那么简单的。
Because we know that digging a well is not that easy.
我们在读这个圣经好像很简单，我让你嘛，那我再去挖就有了。
Because the Bible here records that every time the Philistines block off one well, Isaac will just dig up another new well.
我曾经碰到一个信徒，他就是在挖井的。
Once I met a member whose job is looking for water in wells.
我就问他了，那个挖井是不是很简单啊？
Then I asked him, is it easy to find water in a well?
他说，当然啦，你要挖个洞是很简单啊。
And he said, of course, it's easy to dig a hole.
现在有机器在帮你挖，更轻松啊。
And now even there are many tools and machines to help you dig a well.
可是你挖下去是不是有水啊？那就不简单了呢。
But the well that you dig, whether it has any water, is another matter.
他们事先也是能够去探测，这个地方可能有水。
Before you dug a well, you must do a prospectus whether that particular piece of land that you are digging will have water.
就是连现在啊，这个科技这么发达的时代，也不是说每一次挖下去都有水。
And even in this cutting-edge technology that we're living in, not every well that is dug will give water.
他们只能猜探测可能有水，可挖下去不一定有水。
They're only prospecting for water in the wells that they are digging.
所以可以想象以撒那个时代完全用人工在挖。
And in the time during Isaac, they have no tools or machines, and it's all by chance or luck.
你能挖到一口井，那是多么宝贵。
And if you can dug a hole, if you can dug a well and it contains water, that's a very, very good news.
那等于说是你们一个家族，你们这个民族一个生存的一个保障。
Because a well that contains water shows that you can live out from that well, gives you life.
结果人家把你抢走，你还让他。
And yet, when someone snatch away your well, that is trying to cut off your lifeline.
这个看到真的以撒啊，这个信心不简单啊。
So indeed, it's not easy to have this faith like Isaac.
当然这是也是因为十二节啊，十二节十三节那边我们提到了神赐恩典给他，他有体验了。
In verse 12 and 13, we see that the Lord blessed Isaac, and he could feel it in his heart.
神要我留在这个饥荒的地方，竟然我收成这么多。
That this is the reason why God asked me to remain in this land of famine, because he wants to bless me.
那我信靠他，那我还忧虑什么呢
？So now that I can truly rely on him, so what else should I worry about?
结果你看他遇到事情，他不跟人争，不跟人计较。
So we can see that Isaac is not petty. He is very generous toward others.
而且认清楚我是寄居的啊，这个地方本来土地就是他们的嘛。
So he knew deep inside that he's only a sojourner, he's an outsider in this land.
所以他走到哪里，神因为看他有这种信心、这种表现，就一直跟他同在。
And the Lord, when he saw how Isaac had acted, he blessed him abundantly.
反而是那些欺负他的人看得好很害怕。
And in the end, it was Isaac's bullies who became frightened and threatened by Isaac.
啊，主动来跟他讲说啊，那我们来讲和好不好
？And then in the end, the his bullies, this is the Philistines, came to Isaac to make a treaty with him.
啊，所以这难怪保罗说要靠主得到喜乐就是这样子。
So that's why Paul exhorts us to rejoice in Christ always.
要让人家知道我们有一颗谦让的心。
To let others know that we have a gentle and a giving heart.
啊，因为我们一个属灵的盼望。
Because we have this spiritual hope.
哎，这个盼望能够加添我们的信心。
And it is this spiritual hope that shall add to our faith.
啊，那另外一方面，保罗还教导我们一个更积极的追求。
And there is another urgent things that Paul wants us to strive after.
啊，因为不是每次我们谦让，哎，就事情最后能够这么顺利啊。
And sometimes we have to give way. We not only have to give way to others.
啊，以撒不是让了一口井之后，哎，人家就来求和啊。
And Isaac does not only give out one of his wealth before he got his treaty with the Philistines.
哦，他连续好像让了哈，让了大概有三口井啊。
I think he has given up his three wells before the Philistines came up to him to have a treaty with him.
哦，那这过程当中哦，如果是我们，有时候也会软弱啊。
Because throughout the journey of faith, sometimes we become weak.
啊，那为什么麻烦的事情呢，一接连三而来呢？
Why does our problem keep coming back to us again and again?
啊，有时候实在是让我觉得忍无可忍了，还要让下去吗
？How can I withstand?
我们一个信仰的一个生活态度。
And it is an act that we must apply to our walk of faith.
我们看回来腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn back to Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。七节。
Verse 7.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这边提到我们说，我们过着是没有挂虑的生活。
Here, Paul exhorts us to lead a anxious-free life.
哎，可是我们要过着一个谦让哈，一个盼望的生活。有时候遇到这个困难在前面，还是会忧虑啊。
Even though we have this hope in us and we are always giving way to others, we still sometimes meet up with worries.
啊，我们喜乐不起来啊。
And there's no way we can be joyful in our hearts, in
our lives. 保罗这里说，我们靠主喜乐就是这样，凡事就交托神了。
So Paul here tells us, how do you rejoice? Is that to rely on God?
哎，凡事哦，所有的事情哦。
It means we have to rejoice in the Lord always.
啊，不是说啊，生病快死了才会交托。
Always and in all circumstances, not only when we are about to die.
啊，还是说啊，这个事情很困难的，我实在没办法了，你才会祷告。
And we must not push ourselves to the time when there's no more ways to go that we are forced to kneel down to pray to Him.
哎，这边是提到凡事所有的事情，我们平常就养成跟神不断的交通的一个习惯。
So Paul here wants us to rejoice and not to worry always and in all circumstances.
啊，他说祷告、祈求跟感谢。
To pray with to have a petition to God with thanksgiving.
啊，将我们所要的来告诉神。
So present our request to God.
哎，这说起来，这都是我们讲的祷告啊。
So this is what constitutes prayer.
哎，那保罗把它分成三个方面来讲。
So Paul divides his exhortation into three parts.
啊，这就教导我们不只是哈祷告的内容要这样子，也是我们一个信仰生活态度。
That this must not be the motive of our prayer, but our attitude to lead a holy life.
啊，首先他提到祷告。
So first part is the prayer.
啊，祷告就是跟神说话。
A prayer is our communication to God.
那祷告一个很重要的内容是什么？
So what is the purpose and the content of our prayers?
哎，其实就是赞美了。
Is the most important is to give praises to Christ.
我们说我们祷告，我们念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
So when we pray, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
好，那哈利路亚是什么意思
？So what's the meaning of hallelujah?
我们说是赞美神的意思。
It means praise the Lord.
哎，这圣经上有记载啊。
And it's recorded in the Bible.
好，我们看诗篇104篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 104.
诗篇104篇135节
，verse 35。
104篇35节。
Psalms chapter 104 verse 35.
这边提到，愿罪人从世上消灭，愿恶人归于无有。我的心啊，要称颂耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。在中文圣经，你们要赞美耶和华底下有个小字的一个注解，叫做原文做哈利路亚。
So here, the last sentence, praise the Lord, there's a superscript in Hebrew, it means hallelujah.
所以我们说哈利路亚，说你们要赞美神，这边就有记载。
So it's recorded here that hallelujah, praise the Lord means, hallelujah means praise the Lord.
好，那我们晓得现在，今天我们晓得这个耶和华，这个神的名不是耶和华。
So we know the name of God is not the Lord.
这个耶和华是古时候以色列人称呼神的。
So this Jehovah was, this Yahweh was spoken by the Jews to God.
意思是你是自由拥有的神呢。
That he is the everlasting God.
那我们今天说哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
So now that when we say praises to God, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
曾经有一个大学生问我说：“传道，我们都说我们教导的，我们做的都是圣经有根据哈。”
So once there is this a member who came up to me and said that whatever we do is based on the scriptures.
那么有慕道者问我啊，说我们祷告有没有圣经根据？
And then one of the truth seeker asked me if the prayer that we recite is it biblically based too?
我说有啊。
And I told him in the affirmative.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告，在约翰福音里面，这主耶稣应许的啊。
Because in the book of John it says that when you begin your prayer, you must begin with in the name of our Lord Jesus.
那我们在启示录十九章里面也看到啊，在天上啊，这个民众在大声欢呼哈利路亚。
And in the book of Revelation, chapter 19, we can see that the people there, when they praise God, they begin in the name of our Lord Jesus too.
难道这个赞美主耶稣呢？
And what about this word, these sentence, praise the Lord?
我们看113篇。
Please read it.
诗篇一百十三篇。
Psalms chapter 113.
诗篇一百十三篇第一节。
Verse 1.
你们要赞美耶和华，耶和华的仆人啊，你们要赞美赞美耶和华的名啊！这你们要赞美耶和华，就是哈利路亚。
So if you want to praise the Lord, this is what you said, Hallelujah.
然后耶和华的仆人，我们都可以自称为耶和华的仆人呢。
And praise all servants of the Lord, it means referring to us.
这边说你们要赞美赞美耶和华的名。
So here it says we have to praise the name of the Lord.
耶和华的名是什么？
What is the name of the Lord?
传道的名是什么？不是传道啊。
What is the preacher's name?
我说耶和华的名就是耶稣嘛。
The name of the Lord is Jesus.
他是我们的主，所以我们称他为主耶稣啊。
So he is also our Lord, so we refer to him as our Lord Jesus.
所以这一节来看是不是就是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣？
So when you read this particular verse, does that tell you that it also means Hallelujah, praise the Lord?
应该说得过了哈。
So I hope what I said is acceptable to you.
因为是在学生联欢会，那大专生忽然间举手发问，我一下子呆住了，哇，这个要怎么讲哈？
Sometimes I get kind of nervous when I'm conducting the student spiritual convocation.
结果那时候刚好有读过这一段，这里这样子可以解释啊。
But at that time, thank God that I came across this verse before, so I was able to show to him.
所以这一段越看越像就是哈利路亚赞美主耶稣啊。
And because the more I read this particular verse, the more it looks like it's also means hallelujah.
所以我们祷告一个重要的内容就是要赞美神。
So the most important part of prayer is to give praises to God.
这个赞美神就是归荣耀给神的意思啊。
Because to give praise to God is to glorify Him.
在启示录里面我们看到神在天上的宝座显现。
We can see that in Revelations when God appeared before on His throne.
在启示录的第四章。
In Revelation chapter 4.
第四章那边使徒约翰看到天上的异象显现。
Elder John saw the vision appear before him.
神的宝座出现。
He saw the throne of God appear before his eyes.
然后前面有四活物，然后又有24位长老。
And there were like 24 elders and 4 animals.
这个都是预表真教会的信徒的一个品德跟他们的表现。
So these vision prefigures the members of the church and their character and traits.
我们可以想象，我们如果能够亲眼看到主耶稣的话，我们要跟他说什么
？So let us tell ourselves if we are able to meet Jesus face to face, what can we say to him?
我们是不是有很多话、很多要跟他要求的呢
？Are there many things that we want to say to him?
哎，可是我们看启示录一个很奇妙的地方。
But one of the interesting things in the book of Revelation.
哎，这些预表的真信徒在宝座周围的昼夜所做的就是怎么样赞美神。
And all these the elders, they were always praising God.
哎，归荣耀给神。
They are able to give praises to God.
啊，所以这个就是我们一个信仰的一个最重要的一个态度。
So this is the attitude that we must have in our faith.
啊，我们说凡事信靠神。
So we all the more we must rely on him.
当你有忧虑挂虑的时候
，So when you are you met up with a sorrow or trouble,
你还能够赞美神吗
？Are you still able to praise him?
哎，我们还是要赞美。
Yes, all the more you must praise him, even if you are feeling sorrowful.
虽然我们的忧虑、我们的问题还没有得到解决
，Even though our problems has not been solved yet.
可是我们先献上我们的赞美。
So let us sacrifice our praises to him first.
要因为我们对神的信心啊。
That is to show our faith in him.
哦，就像我们去拜托一个人啊，来帮我们解决事情。
So for example, when we are asking someone to help us with our problem.
讲简单一点的了哈。
So I'll just say it very
简单一点哈。
Simply.
比如说，今天我负责翻译。
So, for example, if I'm in charge of a translation today,
啊，可是我今天有事情不能翻译。
So if I happen not to be able to do it,
哦，拜托有名姐妹帮我翻译。
So if I ask someone to replace me,
好，那你会怎么跟她讲
？So how do you approach her?
哎，你帮我翻译啊。
So do you just say it in a very rude way?
哎，你这种态度，人家会答应你吗
？So do you think someone will agree to replace you if you have this such an attitude?
哎，你是不是说有名姐妹啊？啊，你英文讲得很好呢。
So first of all, when you approach somebody to help you out, you have to kind of like sweet talk him or her.
哦，啊，你的声音又很好啊。
You have to praise him or her.
哦，大家都很喜欢听你翻译哦。
And you continually praise him or her.
哦，那我今天刚好有事了，你们帮我翻译一下。
And then after you have given all the praises, then you get on to your request.
哎，你是不是先肯定对方，赞美他一下？
So it is important that you decorate your words with sweetness and honey.
哦，这个不是说故意说一些好话来荣耀他了哦。
But of course, you must be sincere when you give praises.
哎，我们的神全能的主。
So our God, who is the Almighty God.
哎，他更不值得我们赞美吗
？So don't you think he deserves such praise?
哎，所以保罗第一个提到祷告，而祷告的一个重要的内容就是赞美神了。
So that's why Paul said the most important part is to receive this joy is to pray continually.
啊，希伯来书也说，这个是我们承认主的名的人应当有的一个果子。
So in the book of Hebrews, it also said that this is one of the fruits. That we must have as a Christian.
啊，请看希伯来书十三章。
Please read Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
中文新约圣经三百二十六页。希伯来书十三章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
啊，这边说我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。他们说：“我们既然要靠主耶稣，就常常要这种，啊，将颂赞当作献祭一样来献给神。”
So here it says that when we are praying and we give praises to God, it's like us sacrificing the first fruits to Him.
啊，古时候以色列人献祭当中有一种就是用将农产品这些哈、啊、收成水果啊，然后来当作祭物献给神的。
Because in the at that time, the Jews, when they are worshiping God, they give sacrifices and the best of their labor to God.
哎，所以圣经用这个做比喻啊，我们现在祷告就好像在献祭一样。
So that's why the Bible tells us that prayer is like our form of worship.
哎，我们将这个赞美的果子来献给神。
So we sacrifice to Him this fruit of praises.
哎，这个可以蒙神的悦纳。
Because indeed God will be pleased with our sacrifice.
哎，所以我们是祷告，我们跪下来，哎， 不要是啊，一开始的话就一直讲很多了。
So when we kneel down and pray to Him, we don't have to say too many words.
我们还没有圣灵的时候，我们就说哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣就够了。
And if we don't have the Holy Spirit yet, we can keep repeating Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
好，那我们有圣灵的人，那我们灵言，圣灵代替我们祷告。
And of course, if you have the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will intercede for you.
哎，那我们心里面还是要有颂赞的一个赞美出来。
But of course, in your heart, you still have to have this heart of a praise for God.
哎，所以说我们哎，有人啊，有时候遇到意外、遇到困难，一句哈利路亚，哎，也得到神的帮助吧。
Because sometimes when you meet up with a calamity, and if you were to say Hallelujah, you'll be saved.
哎，所以这个是都证明，哎，神喜欢我们能够将赞美当作祭物献给他。
And this these miracles only show that God is indeed happy if we are able to praise Him.
好，那我们呢，弟兄姐妹彼此见面啊，我们都彼此说哈利路亚。
And so we also use Hallelujah as our form of greetings.
哎，一句哈利路亚，哎，我们之间的距离就拉近了。
Because once we are able to greet each other with Hallelujah, we felt very close.
我星期二从飞机上下来那出机场的时候。
So when I first arrived in Vancouver at the airport.
那天呢，同时很多班机到达。
And there were many flights arriving that day.
哎，机场内全是人，机场接机的那边呢也都是人。
And I saw so many people in the waiting lounge.
那我们教务陈文吉弟兄跟总务陈景威弟兄去接我啊。
So at that time, brother Chen, the two brother Chens were at the airport to meet me.
哎，我就一出关一出来，我就记得陈景威弟兄跟我讲说，我会拿着一本圣灵报。
So before that, brother Pedro told me that he'll be carrying the Holy Spirit Times.
哎。所以我一出关就一直在找圣灵报在哪里。
Because we don't know each other yet, so I use the Holy Spirit Times as a recognition tool.
啊，现在我们温哥华机场出口只有一个。
There's only one exit.
我就开始找很多人有的摇旗子有的写了纸张
And and I can see in the waiting lounge many people holding cards. Stating where they are, who they are looking for.
我就看了一直看了，一走快到大门口了，怎么都没有看到圣灵报呢
？Like which passengers they are picking, and then when I came out to the waiting lounge, I could not see anybody holding that Holy Spirit time.
后来陈景辉弟兄他们说，原来他们本来很早就到了，就是站在最前面呢。
But then the Brother Pedro told me that because they was early, so. They were like waiting for me at the very front.
人越来越多我不晓得就被挤到最后面去了。
But because the passengers were so many, so I was being shoved to one side.
一直要躲到快大门，就看到远远的看到那个圣灵报。
And then when I was when I came out, only then I saw somebody holding the Holy Spirit Times.
然后就一声哈利路亚。
And then I yelled Hallelujah.
大家就哈利路亚，就见面了，就认识了
。So when I greeted him with Hallelujah, we felt like we knew each other from before.
所以我们在全世界各地真耶稣教的信徒大家都有合一的心，很奇妙。
So indeed, this is amazing that the true Jesus Church members they have this unique way of greeting and feeling like a kindred spirit.
我去马来西亚，我去新加坡，都。跟他们当地的信徒都还不认识
So even though I've been to Malaysia or Singapore, even though I don't know them beforehand.
反而是在台湾一些信徒会替我担心。
And the Taiwanese members they are worried for me that I may get lost.
传道你去那边没人认识你，那怎么办
？What happened if no one can recognize you？
简单哈利路亚，哈利路亚，有人如果喊哈利路亚，那就大概对了。
And then I told them that not to worry because I can greet. Greet with a Hallelujah, and I'll be okay.
不过我们都很反正都有技巧，不是拿圣灵报，不然就拿赞美诗一看就知道是自己的教会的嘛。
So we recognize one another by carrying a hymn book or a Holy Spirit times.
你看我们这样赞美神，神就把我们拉在一起。
So because what we're doing is we're praising God, and God put us together.
所以哈利路亚真的很值得我们常常去颂赞。
So Hallelujah is indeed a Praise the Lord. Praising the Lord.
我们荣耀神，表明我们对神的信心。
It is also a way to express our faith in Him.
那神一定会显能力帮助我们。
And God will manifest His power and strength to help us.
我们这一节先谈到这边。
So this, I will say up to here.